My world is my trust. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Thought for Today. My world is my trust. My world is my thought. Every thought I think makes up my world. Every thought I think is the conclusion of consciousness in my world. What is my thought? Well, my world is my trust. My thought is my confidence in myself. My thought is my trust in myself. What do I believe in myself? What do I believe about my world? What do I believe? What do I know is the truth for me? What is my reality? Well, that is a good question, isn't it? What is my reality? Well, my reality is who and what I am. And it's a very wonderful thing. It's a very wonderful thing because who and what I am is more powerful and more wonderful than anything on earth. It is more wonderful because my world is my trust. My world is my glow of thought in my being. My world is when I close my eyes and I listen to that voice within me telling me all that I am. The voice within me tells me that I am peace. I am love. I am harmony. I am truth. I am abundance. I am wholeness. I am the infinite now. Wow! If the voice tells me things like that, that's pretty exciting. Well, it does. That's what the voice within me tells me. My world is my trust. It's where I place my thought. It's where my thought comes from. My thought comes from my world, which is within me, and it comes from my world, which shines out of me. And everywhere I go, I express my world beautifully, wonderfully, perfectly, dramatically, dynamically, enjoyably, in every beautiful way. What does the word trust mean? Well, to me, the word trust means that it is so. It is so. My world is, it is so. That's interesting. Everything I do, it is so. Every thought I think, it is so. Every place I go, I reveal myself there, it is so. I am done. I am complete. I am the allness. It is so. My world is my trust. Now, do I look at anything in the world and complain? Well, then that is putting my trust on a different level of awareness. That's putting my trust on the level of awareness of judgment. If I put my trust on the level of isness, allness, that which exists and that which never can be changed, then I am living in a totally different picture. Now, what thoughts come to my mind of who I am? Well, I am divine. Do I ever want to change that? I can't imagine so. The thought comes to my mind, I am God. Do I ever want to change that? No. That's universally true for every creation on earth, every creation in the universe, because the allness is one as the isness, and the isness is one as the allness. Now, is the isness expressing the allness right now? To the degree that the isness claims that it is the allness, yes. When the isness claims that it's separate from the allness, like a unique separateness, then it is expressing only that portion of the allness that it chooses to express. Now, can I express less than my divine self? Yes. Am I ever less than my divine self? No. Why would I ever want to express less than my divine self? Because that's sometimes what I think I am. Why would I think I am less than my divine self if I am my divine self? If I am the allness, why would I ever want to think that I was the uniqueness? Well, that's a good question, isn't it? Why do you put your hand on a wet park bench that's just been painted and has a sign that says wet paint, and you want to check and see if it's still wet? Why do you do that? Now, you go by that park bench. You see the wet paint sign. And you don't touch the bench because you're not silly. And the next day, you go by the park bench, and you see the wet paint sign still there. And you think to yourself, my goodness, did they repaint the bench or something? Give it a second coat? And the next day, you go by the park bench, and the wet paint sign is still there. And you think to yourself, can I never sit on that park bench because it's always got that wet paint sign? And so then, after the third day, you go over and you touch the park bench. And lo and behold, the paint is still wet. And you say, well, what an interesting paint this is. And so you go to the city and you say, city, who's in charge of painting park benches? And they say, the park bench department. So you go to the park bench department and you ask the park bench department why the park bench out in the park has a wet paint sign on it for 3-4 days running. And the park bench painting department tells you that the paint that they are using is a very special new paint. And they put it on and it takes quite a while to dry. In fact, it takes 1 week to dry. But after 1 week, it is like an epoxy. It is like something like a fiberglass almost, and a resin, and it will last forever. And so that's why they have done this with all the park benches, so that they'll last forever with this special coating on it. But what if somebody sits on it meanwhile? Well, that does mess it up a little bit, but we have the sign and we encourage people to pay attention to it. Well, why don't you have on the sign that this is a special 7-day epoxy paint, and the paint was put on day one, and day one was Monday, and now on Sunday it'll be available so you can sit on it. Oh, so you paint all your park benches on Monday, and then on Sunday it's available to be sat on. Yeah, that's a good idea. That's a very good idea. Thank you for that wonderful suggestion. My world is my trust. Now, can I believe that that park bench is ready to be sat on? Just because it said Monday it was painted and it'll be ready to be sat on in 7 days? Well, should I wait until Sunday or should I wait until next Monday? Well, in any event, these are the little games we play with ourselves. The games of trust we have with knowledge and information that we give ourselves. Do we have all knowledge within? Could I say to myself, that park bench now can be sat on, or that park bench cannot be sat upon without me even touching it? Can I know that I know that I know without seeing any sign that I'm sort of warned against sitting on the bench even without a sign? And I just know, I just have no desire to touch the bench until it is time to touch it. Oh, hey, that's interesting. Yes, that's exactly interesting, and that's why my world is my trust. So, I put my thought, I wrap my thought around that park bench, and I say, this park bench can be sat on Monday, and it is now on a Thursday. And so when I say that, then no one will have any interest in sitting on that park bench until Monday. Without a sign, without any information, without any understanding, no one wants to sit on that park bench for some reason. Not even the birds, not even the squirrels. Nothing wants to have anything to do with that park bench until Monday. And then come Monday, everyone who walks by the bench wants to sit for a moment or two and meditate on the wonderful aspects of that bench. It looks so glorious, just like a Chinese lacquered device or Japanese lacquered device, which they lacquer so many times and make so beautiful. It's so fantastic how these things work. But my world is my trust. My world is what I make it. I make it that with my thought, and I make it that with who I am. And when I make it that way, it is that way, because it is so wonderful and so beautiful and so fantastic, and it is that way now. Yes, my world is my trust, and I love it, I love it, I love it. Have a lovely day, and know that your world too is your trust, and it is your trust today and always. I love you. I love you. I love you.